There's a quote that I often use from Lewis Thomas, which is that the capacity to blunder slightly is the real marvel of DNA. The capacity to blunder slightly is the real marvel of DNA. And without this special attribute, we would still be anaerobic bacteria and there would be no music. There would also be none of the diseases that Alan just showed to you. So there's this extraordinary capacity here of the ability to fix things and the complexity of how to do it. And a lot of it comes down to a lot of the implementation here as well. I just wanted to ask Steve Lederman, who's Director of Molecular Tools Laboratory at Agilent, to sort of say a few words about some of this stuff as well.
So I prepared some remarks, and I want to say first and foremost, on behalf of Agilent, by way of example, probably you too, I want to extend our deep appreciation to all of the organizers and participants. We've participated in this meeting for several years now, and the program and the logistics and the facilities have always been superb, but somehow it also gets better and better every year. And it's been a great pleasure for us to continue to play a small role in supporting the existence and success of this wonderful meeting. Now, the day began with the observation that it's been an amazing year. And I think every talk and all the posters, in fact, one way or another, really drove home that point. From my perspective, how could it be otherwise? The goals are compelling. The intensity of dedication and talent is very high. There are very many streams of science and technology that come together to create and advance stem cell research, and stem cell research advances themselves contribute in many ways already to other areas and endeavors. Within that broad set of activities and enterprises, I think you know Agilent is focused on measurements, so let me just spend a few moments talking about that. That is something that has clearly also advanced within the community, and I think this year, more than ever, we see evidence that detailed molecular measurements, which have already and always played a strong role in stem cell research, have been brought to the fore more and more, and it's an area of growth for the field. We've seen examples of how molecular measurements have enabled the study of stem cell research in ways that enable the thoughtful introduction of emerging, in fact, sometimes rapidly emerging concepts in other parts of molecular biology to be applied in the context of specific stem cell studies. We've also seen how stem cell biology itself can be elucidated more deeply through measurement, and in that way actually not just elucidate more about stem cell biology, but help connect it to broader important issues throughout biomedical research. So that's, of course, very exciting for us, again, by example, as one of the industry participants focused on measurement, for us to try and continue to create and offer measurement tools that are very appropriate to this community. To that end, this meeting has been and continues to be a very excellent way to facilitate something that's very key in enabling, in our perspective, for how to advance the measurements that we can offer to you. And that's to interact and sometimes collaborate with this community towards breakthroughs in measurements that would help you move your frontiers forward. But really, all aspects of stem cell research are moving very quickly, as you know and as we heard today. And in thinking a little bit about the next 5 years, a few thoughts came to mind. And I think these are also thoughts that would be very generally shared by many, if not all of you. First of all, I think, except for perhaps, and only perhaps, the very youngest members of this audience, we know 5 years is not very long. It goes very quickly. At the same time, history shows 5 years is plenty of time for there to be several profound, sometimes, and certainly striking, paradigm shifts in how molecular cell biology is understood. And so I think in this ever-present background of change and the possibility of contributing to those kinds of paradigm shifts is an underlying motivation, one of the motivations for the work that's brought us all together today. So I'll close by offering a few, I think, pretty safe predictions. One, I think that stem cells over the next 5 years will play a primary role in enabling additional shifts in our understanding of molecular biology that will have profound effect for many fields and how we understand molecular biology to relate to human health. I think such shifts will also, with respect to the stem cell efforts, no doubt really accelerate, and maybe surprisingly so, clinical applications. And then I think the safest prediction, based on my years of coming here before, is that going forward, I think it will be exciting for all of us to attend this each year. And each year, without fail, at the beginning, we'll hear with full justification, it's been an amazing year.